Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
Come in, my old true love, and spend this night with me, for I have a bed, it's a very fine bed, I'll give it up for thee, I'll give it up for thee.
Madison County is home to a centuries-old ballad singing tradition, which has attracted interest for decades. That was Sheila K. Adams, an eighth-generation ballad singer, singing Young Hunting. In 1916, an Englishman, Cecil Sharp, traveled to western North Carolina to hear the old ballads that were no longer being freely sung in England. Olive Dame Campbell, founder of the John C. Campbell Folk School, had been in touch with Sharp to let him know that there is a great amount of material untouched here, the ballads, as they call them, of all sorts, new and old. Towards the end of July 1916, John C. Campbell escorted Sharp and his assistant, Maud Carpellis, to the Laurel Country in Madison County, where Campbell knew balladry traditions flourished. Over the course of the summer, Sharp discovered his most impactful sources, Mary Sands and Jane Hicks Gentry. Sands and Gentry lived about 20 miles apart and likely never met each other. Gentry shared 70 ballads and songs with Sharp and Carpellis, more than any other source throughout Appalachia. Sharp took the songs he had collected throughout the region and in 1932 published the book English Folk Songs from the Southern Appalachians. We recently sat down with Tom Utes, co-producer of Nothing But Green Willow, The Songs of Mary Sands and Jane Gentry, to talk about Sharp's collection and this new interpretation of the ballads. We asked Tom why this collection was so important.
Well, I think it's these are the roots of old-time music, and because of that, the roots of bluegrass music and a lot of country music. And it's probably not the first time that it's been documented in the Appalachian context, but certainly one of the first times.
Why did you decide to focus on the songs of Mary Sands and Jane Gentry?
The reason why we focused on those two women was because I had wanted to do something with the collection for many years, but I didn't know how to approach it because it's just too much stuff, mm-hmm. or so much stuff. And then when I figured out that Jane Gentry contributed more than anybody else, that sort of piqued my interest. And that was also sort of coincided with me, with her being a character in one of Terry Roberts's books, and my Appalachian studies stuff, reading some Jane Gentry stuff. And then that led me to realizing that Mary Sands was from Madison County as well.
Sharp and Carpellis came to Madison County right after the flood of 1916. Traversing the county was difficult as roads and bridges were washed away.
Well, they often talk in the Sharp biography that Carpellis wrote. She talks about having to ford streams and how they wouldn't talk on walking on logs and how they wouldn't talk to each other about how scared they were because they didn't want to make the other one more scared. And then there's one incident where they walk across a stream on a log, and then they decide on the way back that it's just too dangerous.
We asked Tom how he, an English guitarist, songwriter, and folk singer, Martin Simpson, got together to collaborate on the project, with a goal being to feature American and British artists reinterpreting these songs.
Well, I had mentioned the idea of doing something with this collection to the people at Topic Records. And they said the way to do it for this to work, to reel in really good British folk singers, would be to work with Martin Simpson, because Martin knows everybody and everybody respects Martin. And I had been a big fan of Martin's playing, obviously, Martin is such a seminal figure in the guitar world. If you're interested in this kind of music, you can't bypass him. And then we just, you know, started talking on the phone and on Zoom, and we got along, and threw some ideas around, and we just basically went like, okay, let's make a list. We made of all the songs that Jane Gentry contributed, and then all the songs that Mary Sands contributed, and then we'll just each pick six that we like most.
How did you choose the songs?
And Martin can't read music, so he mainly went by the narratives that spoke to him and certain songs that he knew. I had a couple of songs that I knew, especially Gypsy Davy, that was a song that has always been super important to me. I think it's one of the greatest opening lines of all time.
Black Jack Davy came a-riding through the woods. He sang so loud and gaily, made the hills around him ring, and he charmed the heart of a lady.
That's one of the greatest lines of opening lines of any song that I know, because everything is laid out. It's like Shakespeare's, you know, like we have life. Now we have characters and nature and everything. And so that was a song that I knew I wanted to be a part of this.
And he sang so loud and gaily, made the hills around him ring, and he charmed the heart of a lady, and he charmed the heart of a lady.
When Lord Thomas, he came home inquiring for his lady, the answer that they made to him, she's gone with a gypsy Davy. All a lip-toe, tally bonny hair, all a lip-toe lady.
Another great cut on this recording is Irish singer Cara Dillon's version of Fair and Tender Ladies. Here is a taste of ninth-generation ballad singer Donna Rae Norton's version, followed by Cara's track.
Come all ye fair and tender ladies, take warning how you court young men. They're like a bright star of a summer's morning. They first appear and then they're gone.
Come all ye fair tender ladies, take warning how you caught young men. They're like a star in a sunlit morning. They'll first
To learn more about ballad singing in Western North Carolina, visit BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.